Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Wa qala ta'ala alladhina yunfiquna amwalahum bil layli wan nahari sirran wa alaniya falahum ajruhum 'inda rabbihim. وقال تعالى وما تنفقوا من شيء في سبيل الله يوفى إليكم. The topic is on generosity. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ and they spend of that which we have granted them. Allah ta'ala also says those people who spend of their wealth day and night in secrecy and publicly, their reward is with their Rabb, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala also says, and whatever you spend in the path of Allah will be given back to you in full. A generous person is close to Jannah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a generous person is close to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he is close to Jannah and dear to the people. Similarly, an ignorant generous person is dearer to Allah Ta'ala than a stingy, spiritually devoted person. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, every day two angels descend from the heaven. One of them makes dua, O Allah, grant the one who spends a reimbursement. The other one says, O Allah, destroy the wealth of the one who withholds from spending. Note, it is often noticed that the wealth of those that are niggardly in spending for good causes is destroyed by some cause. Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahmatullah alayhi, writes that either the wealth or the owner would be destroyed. Allah Ta'ala save us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.